Hi, glad you called right now. A number of years ago, Nancy, my wife, and I were driving north on a highway in California, and we approached an area where we knew construction was in progress. A concrete bridge had suffered some severe cracks, and the fissures had done major damage. So this was in the news that the bridge was going to have to be demolished to make way for a new bridge. So as we were driving over the construction area, I immediately recalled a story about another bridge. Now, this bridge was being demolished to make way for a new bridge, and you could see they had already started the piling of the new bridge. The story that came to my mind was this young boy was walking with his dad one day, and they also, like we, approached a bridge being built. Only in their situation, it was complete, and now, where they were watching, knocking, these workmen were knocking the props away from the bridge. So the boy asked his dad, "What in the world are they doing? Like, something doesn't seem right." Well, the dad replied, "It's okay, son, it's okay, because the new bridge can now rest tight or firmly upon the piles which are now finished." And you know, I think, my friend, that God sometimes allows my props to be taken away. Why? So I can rest more firmly on Him. And so in going over the bypass that day, I reflected through some of my present difficulties. And I want myself to know that my faith is such that when some earthly props and earthly things are taken away, I will rest firmly on Jesus. Resting on Him. In fact, that's the way Matthew put it in Matthew 11:28, quoting Jesus. "Come, come unto me, and I will give you rest." And I want to encourage you to lean your whole understanding firmly upon the everlasting arms of Jesus, okay? So my prayer is, God, I ask that if in the life of this one something has been taken away, may the removing of that prop in their life cause them to really press themselves closely to you and to your heart. And I thank you for being that rock upon which they can rest, in the name of Jesus. Well, bless you for calling, my friend. After the signal, some people talk to me, and you can talk as long as you want to, and I'll be happy to listen and even return the call as I can. But thank you for calling now. Goodbye.